In this section, we are going to look at honeybees. These cute little creatures produce the delicious honey that we enjoy at breakfast, and this is so good for us. Honeybees are little creatures that live in colonies and work hard in harmony with one another. For millions of years, they have been producing much more honey than they need, just for us. First of all, our little friends build the honeycombs where they will store their honey. The honeycombs they construct are all really marvels of engineering. The bees use beeswax to make the honeycomb cells. Worker bees use a well-calculated method of using six-sided or hexagonal cell construction. Because the hexagon is the shape that takes the least amount of beeswax and can store the greatest amount of honey. Hundreds of worker bees come together to make the honeycomb. The bees begin construction from different ends and meet in the middle as they work. Finally, this fine-looking storage place is formed. The honeycomb is now finished. Now the time has come to collect the materials for making honey. Scout bees spend all day going from flower to flower, looking for a new source of food. When they find such a source of food, they return to the hive and inform the other bees. The bees are deaf, so they can't communicate with one another by sound. Nevertheless, the scout bees describe the way to the food source in such a way that the other bees can find it without getting lost. How do bees accomplish this seemingly impossible task? If you like, we can answer that question by asking another one. Have you ever thought of describing the route to somewhere by dancing? You will probably say no. But the scout bees return to the hive and perform a dance to tell their friends how to get to the food source. The scouts shake their bodies continually while performing dance steps. The way they move closely resembles the figure eight. They sway their bodies about 15 times a second from one side to the other. This dance is very important for the other bees because it contains all the information about the distance of the food source from the hive, its direction, and its richness. The other bees watching the dance immediately understand the directions. It is now very easy for them to find the food source. Now, let's stop and think for a moment. To find the right direction, several mathematical calculations are required. However, the creature that makes these calculations and performs this dance are just honeybees. And these little creatures deliver their instructions by dancing in the darkness of their hives. We often see these small creatures as we walk along the street, enjoy a stroll in the country, or sit in the garden. But even we human beings could never manage such a thing without specific training or technical instruments. It is surely Almighty God who has inspired the bees to produce honey and to find their way as they do. One verse in the Quran says, "Your Lord inspired the bees. Make hives in the mountains and in the trees and in men's habitations. Then feed on all the fruits and walk in the ways of your Lord. There comes forth from within it a syrup of many colors, in which there is a healing for men. Most surely there is a sign in this for the people who reflect."